10 minutes after 8 o'clock, it is game day in the city tonight on Sportsnet 650. It's the Canucks and the Senators from Abbotsford. James Cebulski, Rick Dhaliwal, Perry Solkowski with you. And one of those gentlemen who will be calling that game right here on Sportsnet 650 is our hockey analyst here on Sportsnet 650, Mr. Corey Hirsch. Hershey, how was Salt Lake?
Gentlemen, what's up? Salt Lake was good. It was good. It feels like it went by really quickly. Really quickly. It's a basketball building, but the music was great.
That's the best you got for me? Is the music That's was it. Great? Come on!
The music was great because the game sucked.
Yeah, well. Yeah, but Adam Gaudette didn't suck.
Adam Gaudette was really good. He's got some stuff to clean up, though.
Yeah, he was on the ice for three straight Kings goals.
Yeah. And not all of them were his fault.
Not his fault.
He's got some stuff.
Oh, you didn't mention that where you kept on wanting to run now Beagle and Sutter, but it's like Adam Gaudette. Hey. It's not all about goals there, Rick.
Hey, Hershey, did you not come on this show with us last week and say Gaudette, don't send him to Utica? He is an NHL player.
You know what? I don't want to say I told you so and hurt myself, pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
But I did say that. Yes.
Thank you.
No, and I still feel that way. I still. But he still might end up in Utica, though. He doesn't have to clear waivers. So, but yeah, I think it would be a mistake. He's a good player, no question. Yeah.
And Corey, Travis Green afterwards had said that, I wish others would kind of do what Adam Gaudette has and how hard he's working. Who do you think he's pointing fingers at?
Oh,
77?
77, 18. Probably those two. Yeah. I know they've had several talks with Jake.
Wow. Already.
Individual talks, yeah. They are not happy with him right now and not happy with 77. But, 70 is with Goldobin, act like you want to be here. Play like you want to be here. He doesn't seem like – he seems like a guy that wants to go somewhere else. That's from his body language on the ice to – you look at Tyler Motte and what Tyler Motte did to make the team last year. I don't see that out of Goldobin. I don't see that out of Jake Bertan. Jake looks very comfortable right now. And, I've been really hard on Jake on the air the last little while. And I almost feel a little bit bad about it. But he's got to give me something good to go on. When I'm talking, I'll be the first guy to say the positives about him when he's playing well. But he's just not getting it done right now. And we all see the potential and we all see how good Jake can be. And it's just like, I think maybe it's because he reminds me of myself when I was that age. Like I relied so much on my talent on the ice that, you don't put in the work kind of outside the game. And you need both to be a really complete player.
Corey, both those guys went in the first round in the same draft. Jake high up in the draft. Goldie was late in the first round. Man, oh man, not many teams have two first-rounders from one draft in their lineup. But man, is it frustrating with these two, and there's so much potential there.
Yeah, well, and that's what is frustrating is we all see the talent, we all see the potential. But unfortunately, that's not what makes a complete great player. You have to do the things outside of the game, the mental preparation, the work, and then you got to get it done on the ice. You can't just let your talent take over. See, what happens is these guys is – they're always the best player growing up. Yeah. Always the best player.
No adversity.
Yeah. So, like Jake would just freight train guys in the WHL. He would just run, if they got in his way, he'd just run them over because he had a man's body. And so then they get to the NHL. But guess what? When you get to the NHL, everybody was the best player at their level. Midget, Bantam, junior hockey. And you now have to come and find a way to stay in the National Hockey League. And right now, Jake looks like a guy that's going to be moved a couple times before he figures it out, if he ever does.
Corey Hirsch with us here on Sportsnet 650. So here we go. Three games in the next four nights where it starts tonight in Abbotsford. Give me a sense of what we're going to see. Travis Green kind of hinted he's going to probably play these bubble guys as much as possible over these next three games. So I'm assuming we'll see Vertanen in Abbotsford just because it's home for him, but can we assume that it'll be Gaudette, McEwen, Goldobin, Vertanen, Motte, Schaller? I'm assuming all these guys will probably all be playing these games.
Yeah, I didn't see Gaudette's name in the lineup for tonight. I'm still waiting to finalize that. But the other guys are still in. from what I understand. Now, it could change. But, you know, I think if Gaudette doesn't play tonight, I think it's Travis Green going, okay, well, hey, this kid set the bar. Now let's see what you guys got. How are you going to answer? So I think Schaller will get a good look. Schaller was pretty good in his one game. I liked him, but it's the other guys that are on the bubble. I think we'll see that out of Ottawa. I'm not sure what we'll get. I think the big talk right now is why the hell they would practice at UBC this morning and then travel out to Abbotsford for the game. I think we're all
What's
like,
up with that?
Yeah, they got to go to Kanata all the time, so it's not like they're ever going close.
Yeah, maybe
poor Senators.
Yeah. Maybe they got free ice out at UBC or something. I don't know. It seems everything out there seems to revolve around.
They're actually staying. They're staying in Merritt. Actually, Eugene Melnyk got a good deal.
Yeah, I went to my boys' game here in Kamloops last night, the Kamloops Storm, and I think I saw their bus. Ottawa's. I'm not sure.
Hey, what do you do from a goalie situation? How do you split these last couple of games?
We got 3 and 4. You got to give Markstrom 2 and you got to give Demko 1. That's my opinion. Unless they feel like Markey's going to play so much this year that they're just going to give him 1 more and Demko 2. Typically, your starter will play the last game to get ready for the season. So that's what I would do. I think Demko needs, I think Markey needs 2 more. I would like to see him play a couple to get ready to play. They both look really good in their preseason debuts. So. I see no issues with these two guys moving forward.
When do you, Markstrom's in the final year of his deal. Corey, when do you sit down and talk to his agent at some point?
I think you're already talking to him. Yeah. I think you're probably reaching base. I think by Christmas time, you start really getting into it, depending on how his season's going.
Yeah.
So I would probably wait. But, you know, if Markey has a good year, geez. You know, goalies are a hot commodity right now, and a lot of teams are looking for really good goalies. So I would just probably sit back and wait. If I was Markstrom, if he starts having a really good year, I mean, he's got a really good defense in front of him. He's set up pretty well right now to go into free agency for next summer if that's what he wants to do.
We didn't get a chance to talk about this, but on Friday, the Canucks kind of unveiled their early look of what their power play is going to potentially look like to start the season. What do you make of it? You've got Horvat on the second unit with Edler. You've got Pettersson, Besser, Hughes up on that top unit with Miller and Levo. What do you? I mean, it certainly speaks to a little more depth when you've got Horvat and Edler on power play unit 2 now.
Yeah, well, remember last year when we'd see Granlund, Gaudette, and you know,
yeah,
on
yeah.
the second unit,
woof,
and
woof,
it
woof.
Would just be like it was like wah wah wah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to rescind the power play.
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah,
we penalty has been declined. Yeah. They'll play on.
Yeah. But so it's cool they've got so many different looks. Seeing Hughes on the first line. With on the first unit with Besser and Pettersson, that was interesting without Edler, but Edler's still going to get his time, and it gives them a lot of different looks. I think you'll see. I don't think you'll see Pettersson and Besser out there every time right away. They'll try to get them away from the better penalty killers matchups at times. So you can use them. They don't have to be like a 1 and a 2. They can be like a 1A and 1B type power play situation, which gives the Canucks a whole slew of options. And, you know, power play is a tough thing, but I would expect them to be good this year. It's their penalty kill. I think their penalty kill should be a top 10 penalty kill easily in the National Hockey League with Ben, Tanev, you know, Beagle, Sutter, those guys, penalty killers. So I think if they don't finish in the top 10 in penalty kill, I think that's a failed year.
Hershey, we got to get set to play Name That Nuck. I haven't seen the envelope yet. Maybe it's you. I'm not sure. But
no, Corey, it's not you. Hey, by the way, do you need a ride out to Abbotsford tonight, Corey?
No, I don't, because I've got riding in my Nissan Rogue from Southside Nissan.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, what are you driving?
I got the CX-5 ready from Freeway Mazda. Yeah.
Not that he ever drives it anyway.
But anyways, you need a ride. Corey, you're my guy. You know that. I got the
Shameless
CX-5 for you.
Plug.
Thanks, Hershey.
You said an hour ago. You said it was too far.
I got to say hi to my little buddy Lachlan. He's 7 out there. So. Oh,
hey, Lachlan.
Smell what the lock is cooking.
We'll see you tonight.
All right.
All good.
Thanks, Hershey.
Thanks, gentlemen.